Radio Prague News.
Details have been given of the Chinese president's visit to Prague. Czech councils are flagging up their support for Tibet. And in football, Sparta Prague prepare for Lazio Rome. Details have been released of the visit to the Czech Republic by Chinese President Xi Jinping on March the 28th and 29th. It's the first visit by a Chinese head of state. The Chinese president will visit his Czech counterpart, Miloš Zeman, at both Prague Castle and the Lani residence outside Prague. A business forum will also be attended by Xi Jinping and a large delegation of accompanying Chinese businessmen. Czech television reported that the president will also have a working breakfast with the Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka. President Zeman has suggested the Chinese are ready to invest around 45 billion crowns and signed around 20 agreements during the visit, which is the only European stopover on a trip to the United States. And staying with China, a record number of Czech local and city councils are due to take part in the annual Flag for Tibet Day on Thursday, a protest against the Chinese occupation of the country. 723 councils have said they will hang Tibetan flags out on March the 10th, up from the 697 who promised to do so in 2015. Some councils are reportedly intending to leave the flags until the end of March so that they'll be there for the visit by the Chinese president. Prague City Council says it will not take part in the move. It recently agreed a controversial twinning agreement with Beijing. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and Deputy Prime Minister Pavel Bělobrádek have begun a two-day working visit to the state of Bavaria. They have met with the president of the region, Horst Seehofer. One of the main targets of the trip is to firm up cooperation on research and development between the Czech Republic and Germany's most affluent region. The question of improved rail links was also to be raised. The Czech Prime Minister is also scheduled to visit the site where the Munich Agreement was signed in 1938 by France, Germany, Italy and Britain. The move agreed the takeover of the border Sudetenland by Nazi Germany and sparked the breakup of Czechoslovakia. The Czech government has agreed to provide in future home loans to families seeking to buy a flat or house. The offer will be made to families with children aged under 36. Loans can range from 50,000 to a maximum 600,000 crowns with the normal payback over 15 years. This year, around 100 million crowns has been earmarked for such loans from the State Fund for Housing Development. And the Ministry of Environment has been tasked with preparing a new law to cut the country's dependence on fossil fuels, that's oil, coal and natural gas. The move was agreed on condition that steps will not undermine economic competitiveness. Environment groups have been pressing for the step, saying it's needed to meet European climate change goals. And finally, in football, Sparta Prague will face Lazio Rome at home in the last 16 of the Europa League on Thursday night. Coach Zdeněk Čestný says he'll not be undermining the Italian team, although they are only eighth at the moment in the Serie A league. He says he was impressed by Lazio's last Europa League performance against Turkish side Galatasaray. Čestný refused to comment on whether Sparta's top striker, David Lafata, will play from the start. The return leg will be played in Rome on March the 17th. Sparta have never made it to the last eight of the Europa League. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.